Blog Talk Radio.
You there? Anybody there? we start the show, we're talking, you know.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello to you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Very good.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Well, did you have trouble getting on?
We can't
now?
Hear them.
Yeah.
So what now?
We can hear you, but we can't hear them. Brother IZ was talking, but...
What? He got off, but he said he's coming back on.
Oh, I see. Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah,
so what, we can hear each other, but
there
we can't
is,
hear them?
There
come
he
on
is.
Now.
Yeah, I can hear everybody, I think, too.
Okay, good evening, brother.
Good evening, Director Stone. How are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Oh, great, great, good. Doing good, doing good. A little warm here, like I guess it is in y'all area.
Yes, sir.
But,
yes, sir.
But we're enjoying the heat.
Ah, yeah.
We're in Oklahoma.
More than
we had lots
cold.
Of rain, so we're in good shape.
Yeah, we've had a lot of rain from the Gulf, too, with that miniature hurricane,
mm-hmm.
whatever, coming in. Yeah.
Those people make out with
wow.
that. Did you hear?
Bling with mm-hmm. Salam. Greetings, greetings. Where's our brother Belial?
How do people down at the Gulf make out, Sister Stone? Do you know?
I don't know. I haven't been watching the news. I'm sorry. I've been preoccupied. I thought I heard Brother Belial in the background.
Yeah, somebody came on at 7, but they couldn't hear me. I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me.
I was on, I came on at 7, and
okay.
I was asking.
And you put on People Get Ready, There's a Train a Coming?
No, they put that on wherever, where you know, Belial has got the, he's at the control center. Because both of us are in separate places.
Oh, I see.
We're not,
yeah
we're not in the same room.
Right. When you asked, you couldn't hear me. There he is.
That you, Belial?
I heard a click. He's off again.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. We hear you
now. Yeah,
we
can hear you now.
Okay, good. Okay,
you got an echo,
again, like I was saying, any comments anybody wish to make about their businesses are ways that we can, again, do the reconstruction of Black Wall Street and use that community and what they have done as our example.
There's a serious echo there, brother.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It's echoing.
Okay, I might be too close to the mic.
No,
how
it's,
is it now?
Echoing me too.
Is that better?
Yes, a lot better. Yes, a lot better.
Okay, so again, any comments anybody wish to make? Mics are open. I got all the mics open to anyone who comes in. But if anyway, if you don't have comments, I certainly have comments. Like I said, I observe things constantly. And our community, the amount of money that we're spending, it's not like someone is not going to take the advantage of it. So, again, either we can service our own community or others are going to do it. They're already doing it. And the amount of money they're raking out of our communities as we speak is we should be somewhat, I don't know, I don't like what I'm seeing. I don't like what I'm saying. again, we don't have to say a vested community theorists, but others are doing it as we speak. And I'm telling you, they're going to take over and service our communities, and they don't speak the same language you speak.
Well, one of the interesting things I noticed on the Facebook page, at least on my Facebook page, is people are seemingly getting more conscious about spending black dollars with black products. A lot of people now beginning to put their products on there and say, "Where are you? You know, I'd like to have so many of those." I mean, it's really, really catching on, and I'm just trying to figure out how we can promote that even more. Sister Joyce, one of her visions is to update and edit or revise or add to the Green Book, and maybe if we push the Green Book, maybe that would help a lot. But I do notice, does anybody else notice that on their Facebook page? A lot of people, young people, people are showcasing their products, and people are attaching on to it and saying, "This is great. I think it's a great idea."
I see a lot of that on my Facebook page also, that it's a number of African Americans advertising all sorts of products. You know, skin care, right. Hair care, clothing, some of everything. You know, it's just they want to let you know they're out there. And these different, you know, Black Business Matters, Buy Black, all, you know, a number of these organizations. And but on Facebook, there's a lot of individuals marketing their products out there now. So that's you're right. That consciousness is catching on pretty rapidly now.
Yeah, and another thing too, they're also not buying. You know what I said? Don't buy anything blackout day.
Mm-hmm.
And I see more and more people are also participating, you know, in that as well. But as like Brother Bilal was saying though a while ago, these people are buying our neighborhood. And they're not speaking the same languages as we're speaking. And as a matter of fact, in North Tulsa, where we're going to be going in 2021, they are buying up. They're buying up all those, and they call them ugly homes. See, that's a catchphrase, you know. We buy ugly houses, and they go out there and they buy them, and when they finish with them, they're not so ugly anymore.
No.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, our entire community is ugly today. And they're going to keep it ugly. And as long as they can use that word ugly, keep the price low.
They stop using it.
We got to just stop watching what others are doing, because the reason it's being done to us is because, again, we do not become vested. We think, again, this thing, I can do it. I'm saying what those folks, again, and that's why I said I use that. Before I learn about that community, as a businessman, as a financial planner, that's my perfect example of what, because to me, Wall Street started Wall Street. Again, and I started because there are more African Americans right now trying to get into business, I think, than any time that I really can remember. But the thing about it is that this business, because if it came to me, someone saying, I want to go into business, or telling me that I go into, I don't see where with the like I said, because I've been an entrepreneur for a long time, and I know the cost of being that I person. But again, when you start talking about because there's so much I have to do, but when you start talking about the we as because most of the folks that you start talking about building these communities are not even doing business with you. They're just investors that are creating these businesses with you. That's what I would be interested in doing. At my age, I'm not interested in going in no business. But again, like you said, if we got all of these young folks who said, I have this and I'm trying to do it in business, see, this is what the network marketing and this is why you should have business meetings in your community. Now, see if you can help these folks with some of these talents that are whoever have it, because we all have talents. But the talents that are valuable and that we can move as a product or as a service right now. Invest our money to grow this community. But again, this is my open mic. I'm suggesting to whatever opinions, but we must find ways to grow businesses, and we got to find ways to entrust each other. Let me ask, is Miss Baker with us?
Yes, I'm on the phone.
Miss Baker, a lot of folks.
Hello?
You're going in and out, sir.
Can you hear me?
You're going in and out.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can.
Yes. Okay, Miss Baker, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Liz, again, introduce yourself, and then let's tell folks about incorporating and how the incorporation takes over as far as I don't trust you holding the monies type situations, and we have plenty of that in our community. Please tell us about incorporation and LLCs, how that protects.
Well, it protects your business, number one, from being a legitimate business for the federal government when you get ready to do your taxes, and it also protects you from when you do business within your state. A lot of people don't look at the state qualifications, but it is state qualifications that you have to set up first before you set up the federal. And now that we're in this pandemic with COVID, it's just like it's even more so now. The information they ask for, and you trying to get some of this funding that's out here. You know, you have to be set up correctly.
Yes, Miss Baker. One of the things that I was really interested in, and I know you being an accountant, you can take us many ways, but I'm really, really interested in how can the average person become vested in the communities with each other. Who's holding the monies, and in this case, we're going to incorporate.
Well, basically, in Europe, you're trying to do something collaboratively with more than one person. It is best to set up a corporation.
And why is that?
Or set up a nonprofit, whichever way you're gonna go. One is for nonprofit, meaning you're not making any money per se. You're doing things more community related, or if you're a straight up corporation, you're making a profit.
Okay, and that's the one that I would like to give the general information on. Again, I am saying that here we're talking about putting up someone proposed $10,000. If we was to put up the $10,000 and there's 100 of us want to put these monies up to start whatever business we want to start, Now, how would we go about that, and again, and not being concerned about who's holding the money?
Well, in order to protect yourself, it's best to set up a corporation if it's a profit company.
Why?
If it's a nonprofit, yeah. If it's a nonprofit company and someone is putting up the money, it's still sort of protected under the nonprofit regulation.
Ms. Baker, yeah. Please forget about any nonprofits. We're talking about here
okay.
only profit-making entities. We're talking about communities as to where we can become best with each other and build a whatever business anyone wants to build and not have to worry about anyone having any dishonesties.
So that's like I said, that would be best set up under a corporation.
And
a corporation, you have to do your articles, you have to do your bylaws, and that's basically what protects all those people that are involved in that corporation.
Okay,
you know?
Let me ask you a question then. As a corporation, any money that is coming into the corporation, how is that? Who can take those monies, and how's those monies distributed? Or like I said, because the corporation is holding the monies. Now, how is those monies dispensed when it's time to dispense?
Well, they're usually expensed through dividends or distributions.
Thank
so
you.
When the money comes in, if it's coming in from different sources and it's adding up to $10,000, everybody's got a certain percentage as to what they own in that corporation based on that $10,000.
Precisely. See, that's what I mean about brothers and sisters. The corporation is in charge, and that's what I mean about starting LLCs in your communities. But most of all, we got to become a vested community and see the values of building businesses in our communities. Again, our mics are open. Anyone who has comments, please go right ahead and make comments.
Yes, sir. The Black Wall Street, at the new Black Wall Street at Oklahoma, and I need Sister Joyce's affirmation on this. The new Black Wall Street in Oklahoma started out, I think, as a, well, I don't know if she's sure, but is it right they started out as a business? Now we have moved it into a nonprofit.
We've always
from
been
my
nonprofit. When we had the business, we were nonprofit.
Okay, good. And from my meager experience, you know, just looking, just kind of peeking over the fence at it and not really being into it, I've been around a lot of nonprofits, and it seems as though it's easier to go as a nonprofit because if you're really interested in building the community and not making money or getting dividends, then you want to concentrate on the community. Then you don't have all that headache with the corporation stuff. Then if you build up, I saw somebody do this where I was helping them to build up this mentoring program. They were a nonprofit under Johns Hopkins, and Johns Hopkins was, you know, getting the donations and you know getting the funds and all that. And then the woman decided, oh no, I'm gonna handle the money myself. And then she made it an LLC instead. And so what I'm my question is, one question is, when you are a nonprofit, I was told yesterday that nonprofits can pay the board members if they're doing work for the business, that they can get a salary. Is that true, ma'am?
Yes, mostly it's your directors. It's not your board members.
Okay.
It's people that's actually running the actual program or whatever. And it's mostly those directors that can actually get can get a salary. But you're...
Ms. Baker, if I might, again, when you start talking about nonprofits and business, for a nonprofit, there's only two ways you can expense money: discretionary spendings and non-discretionary spendings. There's no other ways to allocate or do anything with monies when you're in a nonprofit. If you know what discretionary spending is, fine. If you know what non-discretionary spending is, fine. But if you don't know these things, I'm telling you, nonprofits, fine. You saw I talk about, we're talking about building a community. Do you think the United States, do you think living in a capitalist society has something to do with nonprofits? Brothers and sisters, we got to get serious when we start talking about business. Again, I said Black Wall Street is your example. But to say that Black Wall Street didn't have nothing to do with no nonprofits, nonprofits, you're under control of all kinds of stuff. So, again, no. I am a financial, I am in business. I've been in it for 40 years. But let me ask, is there any business people out there on this line? Do I have any?
Well, nonprofits are controlled basically with the people that donate the money to you. That's how you're controlled, because whatever you said you were going to do in the community or for whatever program you got them to sponsor or donate to, that's what you have to fulfill.
You know, that's discretionary and non-discretionary spending. There's so many rules and regulations and control, and most nonprofits get in big trouble because of those two words. Again,
most of the time they don't fulfill what they said they were going to do.
Of course, but I'm just saying, we're talking about building a community. We're talking about turning around $1.3 trillion of consumers. We're talking about stop being consumers. When do we really get that into our minds and get serious about it? I tell you, we're being attacked, brothers and sisters. There is going to come a time you're going to find yourself working for those who do not speak English. You're going to find yourself working for them, and this is very soon. I tell you, they're invading your community, and they're doing it, and they're organized doing it. They are what they're doing what they do. And it's easy for us to do it. They have to go through all kinds of stuff, but whatever they have to go through, they still are being successful at it. So again, but when it comes to a business, Wall Street have always a Greenwood, but that was a business community, and we need to use that business community and say, how did they do it? And we need to do it just about the same way. Again, the mics are open.
What I'd like to hear from everybody is how can we get started? How can we promote Black Wall Street USA? And trying to get the people, and I guess the Green Book, trying to get the people who, you know, like all these people that we see, like a couple of people, I think about three or four times on Facebook, you know, somebody said something about, you know, similar to what you were saying, Brother Bilal, and about doing their business. And I said, well, you know, just connect with Black Wall Street USA. You know, I try to gear them toward Black Wall Street USA, you know, since you already have your website and everything up. I tried to gear them toward that so we can get everybody into one pot. I mean, I just like to hear from some people on the line how we can pull, you know, because if I can get my community up, if I can get the people in the community to start doing businesses and making business, I will consider myself rich. It's not about the money for me. I consider myself rich when I see my community improving. So I'm trying to find out how can we get all these people that, you know, the here and there on your Facebook page, how can we pull them all into one pot so that we can help them realize their businesses and get them involved with Black Wall Street USA so we can come together in Tulsa and learn or in our communities and learn how to build our communities.
But sister, can I make a slight suggestion on that?
Sure, yes, sir.
Okay, I would suggest if you were going to start a business association in your communities, when you start a business association, first of all, you've got to look for a values, because a business person is going to respond to what is valuable to them. So, again, if I am going to start a business association, one of the I am going to do is I am going to start a networking a presentation, and that could be in a social setting where we might be in a restaurant, or we could be in someone's home. But anyway, we're having a business networking meeting. Now, why would it be advantageous for me as a business networking? Because as a other business folks, and each one of us is shaking hands, giving each other our business card. Who knows? I might pick up a client at that business meeting. So that's why that business meeting to me is important as a business person. I might pick up a client, and who knows? The best scenario is that it's a business setting, so we all having dinner, a lunch. A lunch and learn or something like that, or any type of meeting place where we can have a business meeting and have network marketing, meeting each other, find your businesses. But there, and I can almost tell you, you will grow.
I feel so distant from what you're saying because I don't know a hill of beans about business. But I'll go back to what you when you were talking about I think you said something about real estate or something. Now, does this make sense to you? The Tulsa real estate that we have here, I mean, I don't believe in reinventing the wheel. So we already have what is called a Tulsa real estate fund set up by Jay Morrison. Now, Brother Aziz talked about this yesterday. I mean, explained to us yesterday what that was, and it was a little different from the program that he has. I got to look at my notes, but I'd like to hear that again because this is kind of new. See, what I see most of those people on the line that are showing their product, they don't know a thing about business. All they want to do is sell their product. And so I'm trying to find out what can they attach themselves to. I don't know a thing they can attach themselves to, but Black Wall Street USA, they can't even attach themselves to Black Wall Street, I mean Tulsa, at Tulsa yet, because our website isn't even up, but they can attach themselves to Black Wall Street USA. I'm just trying to figure out how we can get these people in a pot where we can promote their businesses.
It's coming, sister. It's coming. It's coming.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
But, you know, I would like to, if I could, kind of bring you guys up to date with where we're going with our project. I mean, we're just trying to make it happen, profit or non-profit speaking. We're just trying to make this event take place in 2021 here in Oklahoma and Tulsa, to be specific. I just want to first of all just say all praise to Allah for allowing us to convene here this evening together and to speak about what we're trying to do, because in my soul, I feel that he is in control of all of this. It is his divine intention that this event takes place, and we are his vehicle to make it happen. So with that in mind, I'd like for you to know that, first of all, the first thing that we need to do is think about our opening and closing ceremonies. We need a very powerful person, individual, for both those events, for the opening as well as for the closing. So if you could, if you guys, you know, could start thinking about some of somebody that you know that would be captivating and get the attention as well as deliver a message to, for, and by the people, that's what we need. Also, we've broken our duties and responsibilities into four committees. The resources, finance, marketing, and sales committee. So if you guys know your strengths, whichever ones of those committees that you feel that you'd be comfortable with and would like to assist in, those are the four committees that we have right now. We
tell
also
we have an event planner.
I beg your pardon?
And tell them we have an event planner.
Look, you want to do this?
No, ma'am. I just want to. I'm just trying to add
to
your
success. I'll get around to that.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I yield. That's
the chair, I yield. Also, we're going to have, thank you, ma'am. We're going to have a breakdown of what all those committees will be responsible for. And like the sister just said, brothers and sisters, this is not Sister Joyce. This is from our events planner. And she said that be responsible as under development stages, and we will be forthcoming soon to explain what the responsibilities and duties of the people involved in all four of those various committees will be responsible for. So, again, we'd like for you to think about which committees you'd like to serve on. Then, what expenses, and I think Brother Bilal spoke about this a few weeks ago, what expenses will this whole event incur? What do you think, what dollar figure can you come up with that you think that this is going to happen or cost? And then, what company do you feel could sponsor the event? And then ticket sales are expected to be available in early September. Probably about the second week of September, we're going to start our ticket sale drive. And then we also have a breakdown for, like, gold members and regular members and general members in terms of admission. Then we'll also be able to explain that to you as well. We've also developed four initiatives. This is what the new Black Wall Street have come up with. We've developed four initiatives that we'd like to share with attendees and invite you to share yours as well. In other words, the initiatives that you have for your organization, Black Wall Street USA, New Africa Business Association, you know, we'll have a room. We'll have room at the table for you guys and other initiatives as well. But if you would like to have a workshop, seminar, et cetera, think about your topics of discussion and let us know what they would be. Now, I know that one of the brothers, you know, Black Wall Street USA brothers, they had that, I think it's called an IRR. What is that, Sister Rahima? That
yes,
Brother Kelly and them had?
Right.
Well, you know what I'm talking about. The Inmate Recovery Reentry Program.
Exactly. There you go. Thank you, Sister Eartha. As we look into that IRR, I'm just going to call it that for now. Please think about brother. His name is Jamil Al-Amin. the other day I was on my computer just going through things because it's been a long time since I've been on AOL. And I kept running, and finally, and my mind kept saying, click on it, click on it, click on it. So finally, before I deleted it, because I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, I had like 90,000 pieces of mail in my AOL account. So, I mean, I was had a delete party. So, but my mind kept saying, don't delete it, don't delete it, look at it, open it. I opened it. Do you guys know who Brother Jamil Al-Amin is?
No.
Matt Brown. We knew him in our day as H. Rat Brown. They got this man, they got him on a silence. People can't talk to him. He can't talk to anybody. What kind of, for how long? Brothers and sisters, we got to see about that. But anyway, moving right along. But anyway, somebody needs to add his name to the IRR list, as far as I'm concerned. Also, think about what you'd like for the end result. Now, what we did, we chose the Hotel Convention Center. Now, if you have something else in mind, restore the community, things of this nature, what we need is your end result. So that's where we are right now, and we're going to be moving right along with it.
Okay. Yes. Sister Joyce, Sister Joyce, would you get our time is almost up for this hour. Give everybody information. This is going to just be a carryover to Black Wall Street, USA, Northeast region. We're going to that. Sister Joyce, or Brother Isaiah, give everyone information how they can participate in. And the members of this organization will continue with sharing their plan.
Yes, greetings, Brother Aziz. The Black Wall Street Northeast conference call number is 712 area code 4510683, and the code. After you dial that number is 61406#. Again, that's area code 712-451-0683, and the code is 61406#. And that's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 7 p.m., I guess, Central Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Time. But those are the numbers that you wanted me to pass out there. So thank you very much, and see you all on the next call.
Okay. Thanks so much, Brother Aziz. And, of course, you will be opening up that show. Also, before I turn it back over to Black Wall Street and the sisters out in Oklahoma, I just want to remind you that tomorrow, Thursday, of course, you know, this is a Hajj, and everyone who is on the Holy Hajj, tomorrow is Thursday, the day of Mount Arafat, and all the Hajjis will be praying. So, again, we know we should be fasting that particular day for those who are believers in what Al-Hajj and what the Al-Hajjis are going through. So, again, tomorrow is the day of Arafat, and we should be fasting on that particular day. I'm saying that to say, again, I'll be joining you in just a few moments, and now I'm going to turn it back over to our members of Black Wall out in Oklahoma.
All right, Sister Joyce.
Okay, does anyone
Madam
else?
Chair,
well,
I have nothing to say.
Come on now, you.
No, I don't have anything to say. You covered everything. I'm just trying to find out how we can get all these people with all these products here. It sounds like we need to get them here. We need to get them here. Let them know that they have an outlet, and Black Wall Street USA and Black Wall Street, the Centennial retreat is their answer.
There you go.
I'm just trying to ask on the blind who has any ideas. So maybe we can
Brother
talk about it next
time. He got a response for you. He's saying something.
I was just going to ask. Now, those of you who are right there in that area, especially, I guess, anywhere in Oklahoma, but especially right there in the Tulsa area,
we have to get our. We have to. Well, we'll talk about it on the next line. We're waiting for our paperwork to come through so we can pass some things out to the people as we talk to them.
I think the Black Chamber would have that information. The Black Chamber. Don't you have a Black Chamber of Commerce over there, babe?
No, we do. We can connect with that, but we know. I mean, the people who live here in Tulsa, they know. We know the businesses. We don't even have to go through the chamber. We can take those papers once those flyers, once they're ready. We're ready to hit the ground. We're just waiting for the flyers, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, that's it. I think we're closing up now.
Do you have the flyer yet?
They showed it to me yesterday, day before yesterday when we met on Tuesday, but... I asked to get them so I could run them off, but the secretary has it. I guess she'll have it. Maybe she'll have it tomorrow. We're meeting tomorrow with our event planner. So we're having a Zoom with our event planner tomorrow, so we're excited about that. And I think maybe she'll bring them in. I'll call it tonight. Thanks for letting me share. Remember that.
Thank you, sister.
All right,
thank
so
you.
Brothers and sisters, this is the New African Business Association Network Marketing Identification. Of course, this is what we ask all communities to do, is become involved and talk about business just like you're hearing on this radio this evening. Keep this type of communications going. You want to start business network marketing and identifying businesses in your business. Folks would love for you to do this because, again, a business person is always looking for a new client. So, again, until next week, the New Africa Business Association would say stay in and join us next week. And, again, stay tuned for the 8 o'clock show, which is following program, which would be Black Wall Street Northeast Region Conference. Good evening.